right now on VFN TV, Vice President Pence speaks at the Knesset in Israel and gets a round of applause, goes to the Holocaust Museum, prays at the Western Wall. Also, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Donald Trump meet in Davos, Switzerland, and talk about even moving the embassy quicker than they talked about even in the Knesset. And finally, we're going to talk about companies with a conscience. That's right. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
And we always are so encouraged to be able to meet with you. We just consider us all part of a tribe,
really, right?
A community, right here, VFN KB. Tribe, right?
Tribe.
Joining together. The me thing's gone. It's time for us to be the we.
We are better together. So we need you, you need us, and together as we work, let's do it together.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, if you got to find out some tools, you need to go to VFNKB.com to find out something that's going to encourage you, inspire you. I don't care if you're an educator. I don't care if you're an entertainer. I don't care if you're somebody in the news business. I don't care if you're actually a mother, a father, I don't even, a business person,
of course,
a minister. We have so many things to inspire you at VFNKB.com. Make sure you go there, right?
And not just your business, but also you as an individual and your organization. Listen, we have so many seminars and programs available and training courses, even coaching. You don't want to miss any of it because we want to help you go into deeper levels of success. Believe it or not, God is interested in your success, and we are too.
And listen, if you just contact us, go to VFNKB.com. Find out more about us. Get a contact area right there. Go to our community. You can actually communicate and comment there as well. You can see how right here on the screen how to contact us. But let's go together. Yes, we're around the world. We have people, you know, in the tribe from everywhere. We're excited about you. Even in Tasmania, Australia. Mm. Give a big shout out to Tasmania.
Down under.
Down under. I know we messed it up. But hey, you know, matey, right?
Yeah.
No, matey. It's mate. Mate. Yes.
That's what they told us, mate.
Hey, we're trying. Listen, Vice President Pence went on behalf of the American folks to Israel to speak at their government place there. It's called the Knesset, but it's a government place where all their Congress and Parliament comes together. And a lot of people call it Knesset, but nobody really knows what that is.
Right.
They're not part of there. And imagine this is their full government. And so Vice President Mike Pence is going to speak on behalf of America, how we stand with Israel. We stand with the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. But he also goes to the Holocaust Museum. He goes to the Western Wall of Praise. He signs the register talking about how he blesses Israel and blesses the state of Israel. And he talks about moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the capital of Israel.
The eternal capital.
The eternal capital of Israel, Jerusalem. So exciting. Let's go meet him there. This is Vice President Pence at the Knesset in Israel.
The miracle of Israel is an inspiration to the world.
Thanks to the president's leadership, the alliance between our two countries has never been stronger. America stands with Israel. We stand with Israel because your cause is our cause. Your values are our values, and your fight is our fight. 70 years ago, the United States was proud to be the first nation in the world to recognize the state of Israel. The work we began on that day was left unfinished. But just last month, President Donald Trump made history. He righted a 70-year wrong. He kept his word to the American people when he announced that the United States of America will finally acknowledge Jerusalem is Israel's capital. In the weeks ahead, our administration will advance its plan to open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. And that United States Embassy will open before the end of next year. By finally recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the United States has chosen fact over fiction. And fact is the only true foundation for a just and lasting peace. I say from my heart, may God bless the Jewish people. May God bless the state of Israel and all who call these lands their home. And may God continue to bless the United States of America.
This is so exciting. Oh my goodness. I mean, you're looking at friends being friends openly, publicly again. And understand this. God created the universe and everything in it. Everything. Created you, everything that you see. And Israel is the apple of his eye. He loves you. Mm. He loves Israel. And he tells his story about Israel and about us and about the world creation through Israel. And he says, whoever blesses Israel, I'll bless. And whoever curses Israel, I'll curse. Do you remember the last administration? And this is,
we have come a long, long way.
I just want you to take a look at what the last administration, how they, the grimace on our former president's face. Every time we talked about Israel, every time we looked at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this is how important this day is. It's a major day. Take a look back at what it used to be, because you just saw what it is. God has had a major breakthrough in less than 12 months since it's taken place. But let's just glance back 60 seconds. We call it Angry Birds. This is what former president looked like when he was looking at every time he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, even poking him in his chest.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Let's just look back to remember.
You know, you said the other day to Jeffrey Goldberg in an interview that you plan to be around 20 years from now. Yeah. Therefore, you'll feel responsible if Iran gets nuclear by then. And I just realized perhaps you plan to be many years more around, if only to postpone the moment that Bibi comes speak at the funeral.
That was one of my better jokes.
You enjoyed the punch, did you?
That was a good joke.
You know, can we skip the part in which you tell me there's nothing personal between you two?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. I when I'm with Bibi, we have good conversations. They're tough. They're forceful. We disagree. But I enjoy jousting with him.
Did you enjoy the meeting? You remember the meeting 4 years ago here at the White House when he took the time to speak about some chapters in Jewish history? I could see your jaws locked.
Oh, no. I think I was probably just hungry and waiting for lunch. There's no doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu and I come from different political traditions and have different orientations.
Do you see how powerful this is? Mm. Now we have a vice president and a president saying the total bipolar opposite. But, you know, Jesus told us, he says very specifically, that in the last days people will say yes is no, no is yes, evil is good, evil is bad. This is good. This is right to be in right relationship with Israel, to bless them, to bless as many people as you can, not to be partners with the adversary of the apple of God's eye. God's going to bless America and bless your nation too if your leader stands up for Israel. It's just how God does
it. Beautiful.
The apple of his eye. And listen, comment below, let us know, call us, email us. We want to hear from you. You're part of our tribe. This is a conversation. We're talking about, you know, what God is doing. We want to hear what's on your heart. And this is exciting about how God is touching our leaders to bless America. John, what's
when
next?
When we get right back from this break, we're going to join the Vice President, Mike Pence, as he visits the Holocaust Museum and also as he prays at the Western Wall and writes a blessing for Israel. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're in Israel today.
Yes.
With Vice President Mike
Shalom.
Pence. Shalom. Oh,
shalom.
My goodness. I was in a taxi cab in Israel. It's called, the Shirut. It was like a minibus type thing. I was sitting up front, and I didn't know about this, but when people get on the bus, they're wearing their attire and stuff like that, right. They all get in the back. Then all of a sudden, they just start passing their money forward. And they
give it to the person in the front?
Sitting in the front. And I'm thinking, why are you giving it all
these tips, though?
And the driver's like, put it in the thing. Put it in the thing. Nobody sits up front because you got to distribute all the money up front.
You thought you were being blessed, huh?
I know it. But you get blessed when you're in Israel.
No doubt.
One taxi driver got so blessed. Pat was so moved, Pat Hamilton, that he purchased a gold necklace. He was thinking about giving it to his wife.
But he just
left it for the taxi driver to be able to
He's generous like that, Pat,
It's just amazing. As a matter of fact, what's taking place with Vice President Pence?
Vice President. Yeah. We have an awesome Vice President, awesome President. Vice President Mike Pence is in Israel, and we're going to join him as he tours the Holocaust Museum, Yad Vashem. Powerful moment, as well as joining him as he's praying at the Western Wall.
Tell them what the Western Wall is so they understand.
Oh, my goodness. Western Wall is right there by the Temple Mount. Now, the Jews consider it the most holiest and sacred place because, of course, they don't walk up the steps to the Temple Mount where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is.
But that's where God's temple was.
Yes.
Mount Moriah, where Abraham offered up Isaac. And that's where God would come and meet at the temple.
In fact, they call the Western Wall God's mailbox. People from all over the world who come to Israel, they write prayers and they stick them in the wall. I put a prayer in there. I know you did too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had our president and our vice president write a prayer and stick it in the Western Wall.
So it's a foundational wall of what used to be the temple that you read about in Solomon. And all this. It's just exciting to see that.
Goodness.
So your vice president and president both went there. But now this is the vice president. Take a look.
This is our fourth trip to the Holy Land. Karen and I will take a moment to pay our respects at Yad Vashem, to honor the 6 million Jewish martyrs of the Holocaust. We will marvel at the faith and resilience of your people, who just 3 years after walking beneath the shadow of death, rose up from the ashes to resurrect yourselves, to reclaim a Jewish future and to rebuild the Jewish state. And we'll have the privilege to pray at the Western Wall. But we never fail to leave here without a sense that our faith has been renewed. Our faith in God, but also our faith in the extraordinary people of Israel and in their commitment to freedom and security and peace.
Is that not so exciting? Listen, that's not it. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Donald Trump, they met in Davos, Switzerland. We were talking about, not just chocolate. We're talking about powerful leaders in the world talking about their friendship. And you heard Vice President Pence say maybe the embassy will move towards the end of next year.
Acceleration.
But now you're going to hear Prime Minister Bibi and the president say, we'll just move temporarily there quicker. Let's just pray they move in there tomorrow.
Yes.
Let's join President Donald Trump, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the Davos, Switzerland Economic Summit, where our president just shared, by the way, that since he's been president, $7 trillion of worth has come to America. Check it out.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. be with Prime Minister Netanyahu. We've developed a great relationship, both those countries where I think things have been going. I can honestly say that, and also as personal friends. We have discussions going with Israel on many things, including trade. But the big move, and something that was very historic and very important, was the fact that we will be moving our embassy, as you know, to Jerusalem. And as we also know, that is way ahead of schedule by years. And we anticipate having a small version of it open sometime next year. So that's a long time ahead of schedule, and it's an honor, and it's a great honor to be with you. Thank you very much.
President, I want to say something because this is the first meeting we've had since your strike decision to recognize the Israel's capital and move the embassy and not expedite the movement of the embassy to Jerusalem. I want to say that this is a historic decision that will be forever in the hearts of our people for generations to come. People say that this pushes peace backward. I say it pushes peace forward. Because it recognizes history, it recognizes present reality, and peace can only be built on the basis of peace. By recognizing history, you've made it, and we will always remember that. We also support you completely in your stalwart position on the Iran nuclear deal. You said it's a disastrous deal. You said that if it's fatal flaw in our faith, you should walk away from it, and I want you to know that if you decide to do that, then we will back you all the way. We also appreciate the fact that you confront Iran's aggression with us and with other parties in the region as never before. I've never seen the realistic alliance between the United States, Israel, and your other allies in the region as strong, as unified as it is under your leadership. And the last point is, you stood up for Israel in the UN in a remarkable rock-solid support. This is a place, it's a house of scientists, Israel and the United States, and by word and deed, you've told them enough is enough. As you finish your first year in office, I want to say that I look forward to continuing our remarkable, tremendous friendship in the years ahead, and I want to express the appreciation of the people of Israel to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have to say, of the United Nations, we were pretty much out in the wilderness by ourselves, the United States, and we heard every country was going to be against us. And it was very interesting. I said, you know, we give billions and billions of dollars to these countries. It amounts to hundreds of millions, and sometimes into the billions for certain countries, and they're voting against us. And I made a very simple statement that I'm watching. I'm watching. And we ended up getting 68 votes, either yes or they'll take a neutral position, which was okay too. But which was essentially a yes. But we ended up getting a lot of votes that we were, I would say virtually we were going to get none. And we give billions of dollars away every year to countries. And in many cases, those countries don't even support us. They don't support the United States. Israel has always supported the United States. So what I did with Jerusalem was my honor. And hopefully we can do something with peace. I would love to see it. You know, if you look back at the various peace proposals, and they are endless, and I spoke to some of the people involved, and I said, did you ever talk about the vast amounts of funds, money, that we give to the Palestinians? We give, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And they said, we never talk. Well, we do talk about it. And when they disrespected us a week ago by not allowing our great vice president to see them, and we give them hundreds of millions of dollars in aid and support, tremendous numbers, numbers that nobody understands. That money is on the table. That money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace, and they're going to have to want to make peace too, or we're going to have nothing to do with it any longer.
This was never brought up by other negotiators, but it's brought up by me. So I will say that the hardest subject they had to talk about was Jerusalem. We took Jerusalem off the table. So we don't have to talk about it anymore. They never got past Jerusalem. We took it off the table. We don't have to talk about it anymore. You won one point, and you'll give up some points later on the negotiation, if it ever takes place. I don't know that it ever will take place. But they have to respect the process also, and they have to respect the fact that the U.S. has given tremendous support to them over the years in terms of monetary support and other support. So we'll see what happens with the peace process, but respect has to be shown to the U.S., or we're just not going anywhere. We're going to see what happens. Yes, we have a proposal for peace. It's a great proposal for the Palestinians. I think it's a very good proposal for Israel. It covers a lot of the things that were, over the years, discussed and agreed on. But the fact is, and I think you know this better than anybody, there were never any deals that came close because Jerusalem, you could never get past Jerusalem. So when people said, oh, I sent it back, I didn't send it back, I helped them. Because by taking it off the table, that was the toughest issue. And Israel will pay for that. Look, Israel, something's going to happen. They'll do something that's going to be a very good thing. But they want to make peace, and I hope the Palestinians want to make peace. And if they do, everybody's going to be very happy, happy in the end. We'll see what happens.
How will Israel pay for it?
Any comments about Abu Mazen's remarks?
How will Israel pay for it?
No, I didn't really read his remarks personally. I think I'm probably better off not seeing them. But we've done a lot to them. And hopefully they're going to make peace for their people. You know what? It's many years of killing people. It's many years of killing each other. They have to be tired and disgusted of it. So let's see what happens. I think eventually very sound minds, I hope sound minds, are going to prevail. And it would be a great achievement of mine. I've said it from day one, if we could make peace between Israel and the Palestinians. If we do that, I would consider that one of our truly great achievements. But the money is on the table. You know, the money was never on the table. I tell you up front. We give them tremendous amounts, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That money is on the table. Because why should we do that as a country if they're doing nothing for us? And what we want to do for them is help them. We want to create peace and save lives. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But the money is on the table. Thank you very much.
Are you taking the- That's so awesome. The money's on the table. Jerusalem is off the table. And understand there's two things going on with the Palestinian people. You have the Hamas leadership, the government, but the people that are in that, you can't necessarily define the people as what the leaders are saying right, there, because some of you are talking to us and you're sharing your comments with us and talking to us like, don't define us by this government.
The same is true of those of Iran as well.
Same while they're communicating. We want to hear from you because, you know, it helps people understand, you know, and divide the fact that this government's going weird, paying to slay. I mean, the Palestinian government is paying people, naming streets after, or paying at least the survivors of the ones who go out to kill folks. And an American was killed there. His name was, and we had this on the program when it took place. It was very tragic. His name is Taylor Forrest. He was over there with part of his studies. He was part of the military. He was a vet, but he's also part of his studies, and he's there just normal life, and they're parked in traffic on the road, and somebody who gets paid from the Palestinian people to kill people. Obviously, if he gets killed, it's his family that gets paid. Mm. He went and stabbed people with the open windows in their cars, and they killed this strong vet, this man that fought for your country and fought for America and fought for the freedom in the world. And he was sitting in a car, and the knife is stabbed into his heart.
Tragic.
And killed Taylor Forrest. Well, the Congress produced the Taylor Forrest Act, I believe, or law that says, we will not fund the Palestinian people if we're not going to give you hundreds of millions of dollars if you're going to use that money to pay people, to kill Jews. It's not going to happen. And so our president just said what Bibi has been saying for quite some time, stop funding them if they're going to pay to kill us. And he took Jerusalem off the table, and he took the money off the table, and he's taken flipping United Nations with Ambassador Nikki Haley. We want to hear from you. Comment, talk to us. You know, we're fixing to go to a break here, but think about this. You know, what is your thoughts about that? If you're one of the Palestinian people, you're listening, talk out loud. I mean, obviously, if you do, you know, some of the things that have been said, that they find out, you get hurt for saying that. But we just pray for your freedom, that you get busted
That's
out
right.
from under all that oppressive government, because, you know, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, and you can be free from all that oppression, because there's so much in store for you. And it's so exciting. So talk to us. Let us know below. And how excited you are by the fact that you're, if you're an American, that your money's going to stop paying the Palestinian government to kill Jews. That's going to stop. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yahshua. Thank you, God. Amen?
Amen.
What's next, John?
Listen, there is an exciting trend happening in business, and it's companies that have a conscience, blessed to be a blessing. When we get back from this break, you're going to be hearing about Rolex and Mercedes-Benz and some of the amazing things they're doing to pay it forward. These are the companies that we want to do business with. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
When I speak at the United Nations, and you're careful because you're speaking to people of all worldviews, they asked me to speak on the search for absolutes in a relativistic world. So I spoke on the search for absolutes in four areas: evil, justice, love, and forgiveness. And I had about 5 minutes left, and I paused and said, now I have a question for you. Do you know of the one place in the world where these four converged? I said, they converged on a hill called Calvary. There is the absolute expression of God in order to show you and me that he will forever remain absolute, but he pays the price in himself in order to take care of evil in your life, to be just in what he does, to love you and me, and to forgive us.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through his Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent his Son so that you can have a relationship with him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. It looks like we're not going to be able to get to this awesome companies with conscience. We're going to cover them in a future program. Make sure you catch it. Think about this. Can you imagine every time you bought a watch, you bless an orphan? Can you imagine every time you bought a Mercedes, you're actually keeping somebody safe no matter where they are in the world? Well, that's what we're going to talk about, companies with a conscience. Listen, we want to hear from you. We're always talking about how our tribe and our community, yes, we're worldwide, but you matter and you count, and we want to hear from you. Talk to us. Communicate with us. Email us. Actually, put comments down. You see how to contact us below and just share your comments. It takes us a while to get around to them, but I'll tell you what, it's just so encouraging to hear what you have to say. We just love it. Well, we want to be able to close in prayer. We want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just bless our tribe, God. We bless our audience, God. Bless them. Well, we pray right now that you would send your angels out to minister to them, Lord. Lord, that they would find money unexpectedly, Lord. God, that their debt would be relieved and they would be free, Father God. We pray a blessing over them. And dear God, we ask you right now that you would end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved, that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books. They got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And
The greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.